This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Two women graduates of West Point became the first to successfully complete the strenuous Army Ranger training. Several Canadian law firms have filed a class action suit for more than $500 million against the owners of the cheating site, Ashley Madison, for damages to their clients. Florida legislature could not agree on new district lines ordered by the state Supreme Court. California judge has allowed the release of secretly recorded videos of a company involved in buying from Planned Parenthood on free speech grounds, though they are likely not to prevail on the question of damages for illegal taping. Despite a 3% drop in auto fatalities, trucks are killers, with a death toll up 17% from 2009 to 2013. Rising fatalities reaching almost 4,000 annually, thanks to weakening regulations by Congress. U.S. Appeals Court has reinstated regulations extending minimum wages and overtime protections to almost 2 million workers who provide home care for the elderly and disabled. From 1985 to 2014, the rate of participation in the labor force for people 65 to 69 increased to almost 32% from 18%. 7 million people are in default on student loans, and 17% of all borrowers paid zero in the last calendar year. Federal judge in California has given the Obama administration 2 months to change its detention practices to ensure the rapid release of children and their parents caught in illegal border crossings. The Arkansas legislature made a decision to put the Ten Commandments on state capitol grounds, which has also prompted a request for a Hindu statue and potentially something proposed by the Satanic Temple. Assessment of the nation's largest charter school system in New Orleans finds that it is wiser to invest in improving the existing education system than to start from scratch. Privatization may improve outcomes for some students, but it has hurt the most disadvantaged pupils. Some controversy over the methods of the Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers, which is legally an authorized cartel controlling the price, production, and supply of maple syrup and seizing the syrup of rogue syrup producers. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.